Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So my one thing this morning has to do with the Peloton girl. The girl from the Peloton ad that everybody has,
scared.
That quote-unquote sparked outrage.
The trapped housewife.
Yes. Her name's Monica Ruiz. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Ryan Reynolds came along and used her for a gin commercial, which was quite honestly
hilarious.
Funniest commercial of the year. But anyway, she was actually on the Today Show this morning and did an interview with Hoda. And here's what she says about that particular what happened and how all this came about.
I mean, honestly, I think it was just my face.
Like, what do you mean?
My fault. My eyebrows looked like worried, I guess.
I don't know. There's a picture behind me, y'all. That's the one that she says is at the heart of this whole thing.
I'm telling you, it was my face. That was the problem. And it just went, exploded from there. She looks worried. And I'm like, oh, no, my eyebrows.
They moved. So I guess a lot of people have Botox and stuff and their eyebrows stay straight.
I'm not used to seeing it anymore. It's too much.
Botox. Okay. I love how Hoda has the automatic assumption. Well, most people have Botox these days, so your eyebrows don't move. Yeah. So, if only this would be a whole different narrative. If only you'd had Botox instead and your eyebrows didn't move. But
gosh,
no.
Monica is great.
She is awesome.
That was such a fantastic answer.
Here's the interesting thing. Like, when she first was talking about it, she was like, man, at first, the ad had been out for like 3 weeks. And, every once in a while, a family member would say, hey, we saw your commercial. And it was great. And then all of a sudden, she started seeing negative stuff. She's like, I can't look at this and whatever. I'm going to stay away from it. And then all of a sudden, it just completely blew up. And it has to do, and this is, I joke all the time about this is the future of our world, about the kind of things that happen. And I just want to put this in perspective for a minute. Because, listen, if you had a problem with the commercial because you felt like it was sexist, I'm just going to say this. And this is, and I don't mean to be harsh. You're wrong. There's no backstory in a commercial.
No, not at all.
This isn't real life. Okay? The commercial was an ad. It's marketing.
Believe it or not, Monica's playing a character. She's not a trapped, lonely housewife scared because of a Peloton bike.
You'll notice that she even refers to her as her, meaning the woman in the ad.
Not me.
And her eyebrows. Yes.
Exactly.
It was an ad. And here's the weird, and this is the perspective that I want to put on this that scares me sometimes when I think about the future and where we are in society right now. A screen capture, just a screen cap.
Yeah.
Has changed a company's net worth by $1 billion.
A one screen capture from a 30-second ad, 60-second ad, and a tweet.
Turns this into $1 billion loss for this company.
Something taken out of context from something already taken out of context changed this company's fortune.
That's scary when you think about it.
That
little bitty thing can have that much of an impact. And you know what? I mean, I'm just going to kind of put a different, thought on this. Imagine if you're her, if you're Monica Ruiz, the actress in the Peloton commercial, and you realize, I guarantee you she has some sort of guilt feeling that because of a slight way that her eyebrows were, that a company has now lost all this money and value because of how people misconstrued. She is telling you it's not what it was. My eyebrows were weird. That's it. She says it's my fault. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for her
it's
now.
It's just my face.
Yes.
That's how it is.
Yes. She's laughing it off. The rest of us should too.
Exactly.
We don't have any backstory on this whatsoever.
No.
We created one, or somebody created one, and now a company lost $1 billion for that.
Insane.
Wow. This is the world we live in now.
Yep.
Come on, 2020. Let's do something good.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.